It's not for the purpose of exploring everything that is possible. It's for the purpose of being blind to most of what's possible. That's our orientation. People want limitation. Non-limitation or less limitation feels crazy-making, even feels like it's a kind of dying or a kind of loss. Generally, there's a motivation to stay as we are. It's very strange, because we don't think of it that way from day to day. We think of it as we're trying to become more. That's our idea, or better, or whatever. But that's our idea, as we're trying to, in some way, climb higher. But in a funny way, we're really not. We have that idea, and that may be our intention. In fact, I think that is a sincere intention of most people. But we fool ourselves, because we're not really doing that. We're screening out anything that doesn't fit, which is most everything, with our current idea, or already established idea, of who am I, what is life, what is reality. What's possible, what's not possible. And we live in this fixed set of ideas. Now, most of the people who come to a meeting like this are people who've already had usually a very profound experience of something different than that. Some kind of experience or understanding that serves as a clue that that need to limit, that need to have a fixed identity, is not all there is. So then starts a spiritual search to see what can be found, what can be understood, what can be experienced, what can be known about all that we sense somehow, for whatever reason, is beyond our ordinary perception, our everyday understanding. And even an experience of a few seconds can fuel a lifetime of looking for deeper understanding, deeper answers. But the greater possibility, the more practical, the more effective opportunity, is to find the way to drop the whole thing, the whole everyday idea of life, to just drop the whole thing, and to, in any way you can achieve it, open yourself to whatever's out there, to whatever isn't understood, to whatever isn't known, to whatever isn't clear, with the assumption that to open to that is to open to more of reality. So why don't people do that? Because it's scary and it's disorienting. The first barrier that has to be faced is disorientation.